You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday, the 11th of November, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. And we are live today because we have geopolitical analyst Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson from rustjournal.org here today. Matt, good day, sir. How are you doing?
I think I have to apologize for my listeners for the attack on my computer by both a dog and a cat. For the show yesterday. Stanley is, you know, you guys are used to him knocking the microphone over, but the dog is a new addition. So he's going to be nothing but trouble. She's going to be nothing but trouble. So you guys have to get ready for that.
Ah, that's what it was. I did spot this loud spike in the audio signature, and I managed to shrink it so it wasn't so loud. I did wonder what it was. So that's what it was. It was a dog as well as a cat. Well, hopefully we won't have any interruptions today, because we're going to be looking at Lukashenko's gift of diversity to Poland. Obviously, the migrants on the Belarus-Poland border that are poised to break into Europe. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has warned that the European Union should expect an influx of migrants attempting to seek asylum in the future as people leave Afghanistan following its takeover by the Taliban. Lukashenko's comments, made in a Tuesday interview with government media outlet Belta, came as thousands of migrants from the Middle East and North Africa sit trapped on the border with Poland, looking to enter the EU via Belarus. The president stands accused by Brussels of weaponizing migrants by flying them into his country and transporting them to the frontier, allegedly as part of a hybrid war against the West. However, according to Lukashenko, the current crisis may soon get a lot worse. With the Taliban now at the helm in Kabul, many Afghan citizens are looking to Western Europe as a possible destination for asylum. The Americans invited the immigrants, but ordered Europe and Central Asia to take them in, Lukashenko explained. Truth be told, Central Asian countries excused themselves. What are people to do? They will go to Europe. According to the president, some Afghan migrants have come to Belarus via Central Asia and Russia, while others have taken alternative routes. They travel via Ukraine too, but Ukraine is a friendly country for the collective West, so they keep quiet for now, Lukashenko claimed. Belarus is not friendly, so it has to be slammed. As things stand, asylum seekers looking to cross into Poland from Belarus are camped in no man's land between the two countries, hoping to be let in. The crisis began in June when Lukashenko said that his government would no longer help the EU stop illegal immigration, and the situation has deteriorated significantly in the past 2 days. And I do recommend people actually look at RT's coverage of this. They've had it on the main news. It's been the main news story for most of this week, actually. It's very illuminating what's going on there. The migrants themselves are under the impression that Germany really wants them to come there. And they say, well, why do you think Germany wants you to come? Because they want to give us things. Because they want to house us, and they want to give us things. They want to share what they have. And there are all these rumours going around the camp that Angela Merkel doesn't know that they're actually there. And once she does know that they're there, that they're going to send out buses for them and coaches to pick them up. It's quite insane what is going on at this border. The difference between what the migrants think and what's actually going on. Matt, what are your thoughts on all of this?
So when I first read this, it's one of these stories that I had to read like 5 times that I couldn't believe what I was reading. The first thing that pops into your head is, since when are these migrants, wherever they may be from, why are they a problem? Why is this something you need the army to keep out? And have you seen the dig? People could look at a map and see how far Poland is from Afghanistan. How many countries this caravan? I haven't heard of any caravan going anywhere. Apparently, some are by planes. You know, of all places to go, especially since Belarus has very strict asylum laws. There was an American recently who applied and got in. That's a far way to go. Why there? And why in such huge groups? Who's fed them? Who's mobile? I don't ever ask that. Where do these groups come? It's all the same NGOs, the Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, a lot of more shadowy corporate entities that mobilize them, bring them in, and then, you know, to of all places, Belarus. They could have gone anywhere. But clearly they're being shepherded from Ukraine. And some of them have landed not on the Belarusian airliner plane. I don't know where they get the money for these tickets. And now are waging war on the border guard. By the way, Lukashenko was a border guard at one time. As you guys know, I've been studying Lukashenko, and I have the only lengthy article on his political ideology out there in English. And what he said here is something that we kind of already know. You put us under sanctions. We've been defending you from these people to the extent that they've come there. I'm not entirely sure. I guess it's a close route to Germany, but there's a lot of other places where they're going, including England. This has been happening in certain places. This is the only time that there's been almost a declaration of war based on it. Poland has a pretty good government, except that they're part of the EU. And they haven't left it, despite, you know, being condemned by that same organization over and over again. Nothing about this story makes sense. Nothing adds up. The Belarusian law is very clear that they have no obligation to house or feed anybody. They've taken hundreds of thousands of legitimate migrants from eastern Ukraine, from the war. Now, Poland and Hungary, as you guys know, also took a few when they were condemned for not bringing in immigrants from the third world. They said, no, we've been bringing them in from war-torn areas, Balkans and Ukraine. And then they said, no, they're the wrong color. Literally said they're the wrong color or the wrong ethnicity. So this is about replacing people, as we all know. So, but all of a sudden, they're now weaponized. How are they a weapon? I thought they were going to do wonderful things for us. This is almost a projection, a psychological problem, where they realize this is how that cognitive dissonance is being let out. Now they're admitting that migrants are a weapon that they've been using all over Europe, the ruling class, but somehow Belarus, this is a way to attack them. And it's also a way to unburden their conscience as far as what they're doing to their own countries.
It's a weapon when Lukashenko uses them, but diversity is a wonderful strength when it's our government that uses them. Well, the situation began changing as relations between the EU and Belarus deteriorated after the 2020 presidential elections followed by mass protests. The result of the election was rejected by the EU, with some of Belarus's immediate EU neighbours actively supporting the Belarusian opposition. New EU sanctions came after a commercial flight with opposition blogger Roman Protasevich on board was forced to land in Minsk in late May. This was due to a reported terrorist threat, but once the plane landed, Protasevich was immediately detained by the Belarusian authorities. The alleged threat, however, was not confirmed. The incident sparked outrage from the EU, resulting in sanctions and heavy restrictions on Belarus's airspace, dealing a blow to the country's economy. Retaliating for the sanctions, President Alexander Lukashenko said in late June that Belarus will no longer hold back migrants seeking to reach the EU. They demand that we protect them from smuggling and drugs. I just want to ask, are you mad? You have unleashed a hybrid war against us, and now you demand that we protect you as we did before, Lukashenko said. Shortly after Lukashenko's announcement, the country's immediate neighbours reported a spike in attempted border crossings. Amid the restrictions on Belarusian airspace imposed by the EU, the popularity of flights from Iraq started growing. Early in July, Lithuania declared an emergency after it caught 150 Iraqi migrants illegally crossing from Belarus. Well, that number is now up into the thousands, isn't it? I mean, it looks like there could be tens of thousands of them there that are actually there on the border. And the Poles are starting to use weapons. They're bringing in heavy weaponry. They've got the military there. They've got the police. And these migrants are just trying to use the weight of numbers to force their way into Poland. What do they expect when they get there? I should imagine they're just expecting to travel through Poland and actually make it to Germany. So, you have to thank the Poles for actually preventing that from happening, to be honest, because they are protecting all the rest of Europe by preventing this. What do you make of what's going on here, Matt? Because what they're saying here is that it's actually Belarus is encouraging this by increasing the flights from Iraq into Belarus. So what do you make of that?
Well, there's no evidence. In fact, that's not anything that they have any interest in doing, especially, trying to start any kind of anything negative against the EU. They're going to grab onto and attack Belarus for. There's tremendous sanctions on it. Belarus has been, with migrants in the past, they've been relatively liberal so long as the EU financed it. Now, the EU's not financing anything. But again, the issue is, Belarus is supposed to be paying for this? Well, someone is. It certainly isn't them. And it would be illegal for one thing. And a Belarusian law. So who is? And why would these people, like he asked, why are these people attacking police and border? What do they think is going to happen when they get there? They're already guilty of crimes. The very fact that they're attacking police and doing everything you expect them to do. Not to mention the simple fact is I really doubt what their people are running from the Taliban. The Taliban are the only hope for that country. They're rebuilding the country. Heroin, maybe they made their money in a drug trade, if that's where actually they're from. But it's a popular movement. China and Russia are rebuilding the country. It's the only hope they've had in decades. They're not having a mobilized column of tens of thousands traversing, 1,500 miles at least, with God knows what money, to leave the country. It just simply isn't true, unless they're political opponents or something. But even then, the Taliban are not retaliating. Their policy is very clear here. And do you remember, I said this when this whole migrant crisis first started. I don't remember all the wars in the Third World. I never remember these huge armies of migrants showing up on the borders. I don't know what's different about now, except now there are NGOs and the money. They're openly attacking Europe with this. Belarus is simply saying that they come from you. What do you expect me to do? You expect me to take care of your problems for you? And of course, proving that, and it's a brilliant move, proving that these migrants are weapons. Belarus, as you said 100 times, is a very white country with a nationalist government. That's one of the reasons they're being condemned. So apparently, migrants are a weapon, or else they wouldn't be condemning him for it. So they're admitting this without realizing they're admitting this. That's the most important thing to take from here.
Well, there's also a parallel with what's going on in America at the moment with all the Haitians that are living under a bridge, and they've built a shanty town under the bridge in Texas. And it looks like the same is happening in this no man's land. They're actually building a village there. So you'll have an encampment of these migrants living sort of in the no man's land between Belarus and Poland. And they're properly setting up camp. They're digging themselves in, if you look at the RT footage. Well, let's have a look at the European Union's response here. European Commission and Chief Ursula von der Leyen has called for new sanctions against Belarus over the migrant situation near Poland. The restrictions are needed to avoid a humanitarian crisis and ensure safe returns, she claimed. That's the first time we've heard of them actually talking about returning some of them. The call for sanctions was made late on Monday after von der Leyen discussed the ongoing crisis with the Prime Minister of Belarus's immediate neighbours, Poland, Lithuania and Latvia. I am calling on member states to finally approve the extended sanctions regime on the Belarusian authorities responsible for this hybrid attack, von der Leyen said in a statement. The EU will in particular explore how to sanction, including through blacklisting, third country airlines that are active in human trafficking. The EU Commission will also reach the UN and its specialised agencies to explore the options on how to prevent a humanitarian crisis from unfolding and to ensure that migrants can be safely returned to their country of origin, von der Leyen added. Earlier in the day, at least 3,000 migrants approached the Polish border from the Belarusian side, seeking their way into the EU. The emergence of the crowd was blasted by Polish authorities, which branded it the biggest ever attempt to enter the country by force. Interesting that there's no mention of the NGOs here at all. Von der Leyen wants to sanction Belarus. She wants to go after the airlines, but she's not talking about these NGOs that are facilitating this. There's no mention of that anywhere. What do you make of von der Leyen's response here, Matt?
Well, for one thing, you know, the NGOs have a paper on this. There's a handful of others who've been talking about this. An NGO is a corporate front. Every one of these NGO pages has their partners list, and the partners are always the same people. Coca-Cola, like Airbus, big European firms. And most of them you haven't heard. And of course, they mobilize them. They tell them where to go. They give them plane tickets or boat, whatever they need. They feed them and they bring them to where they're supposed to go. Now, they land in Belarus. What is Belarus supposed to do? So they want to leave the country. Of course, Belarus has no obligation to them. They're not allowed to stay there. So where are they going to go? They're mobilized then to go to Central Europe. Well, Belarus is not letting them back in. Remember, there's a line of Belarusian soldiers behind them, and you're not allowed in. There's a line of Polish soldiers and border guards in front of them. And Lukashenko says, how is this my problem? You guys created this. Number one, you created the wars and the dislocation in countries that have done nothing wrong for your own, and not dealing with any of the fallout. Number two, you promoted this migration. And number three, these NGOs are located in your countries. I read the interview with the Russian Defense magazine and some parts of the CNN interview over the last couple of weeks. And this is what he's saying. The one of the Russian Defense magazine is the best. It's not in English, but it's actually really what this is what he's saying. His big issue is you've created this problem. It's now on my doorstep. You are making it almost impossible for me to do much. They want to leave to go to Germany, which is the whole point here. You're not letting them in. What am I supposed to do? So the only thing I guess they're going to do, and he realizes if he just ships them away, he's now in serious trouble. They'll condemn him for getting rid of them, and then he'll be condemned for sending them to – so he, no matter what he does, he loses. That's typical of the foreign policy of these countries.
It is Germany and Britain that's said we want to take in all the Afghan refugees that we can. We can't have them staying there with the Taliban. And it's quite clear that they see that as an invitation to come to Europe. So, you know, they're going to be quite rightfully upset when they can't actually get in. America has also condemned this. The US Department of State has condemned Minsk over the tensions on the Polish border, sparked by a new wave of migrants seeking to reach the EU. Washington vowed to continue putting pressure on Belarus authorities. State Department spokesman Ned Price urged Belarus to stop the alleged encouragement and facilitation of illegal migration. As long as the regime and Belarus refuses to respect its international obligations and commitments, undermines the peace and security of Europe, and continues to repress and abuse people seeking nothing more than to live in freedom, we will continue to pressure Lukashenko and will not lessen our calls for accountability, Price told reporters, according to Reuters. The remarks came shortly after the EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen threatened new sanctions against Belarus over the migrant crisis she described as a hybrid attack by Minsk on the bloc. The migrant situation on borders between Belarus and its EU neighbours has been complicated over the past few months, after Minsk opted to stop preventing migrants from reaching the EU in retaliation for the bloc's sanctions in June. It got even more heated on Monday when a massive caravan of at least 3,000 people approached the Polish border trying to get into the country. I mean, what does she actually mean by hybrid attack, do you think, Matt? What's hybridized about it?
Yeah, I don't like using the slogans that the regime creates. But it refers to the fact that warfare really has always been, but has a lot more to do with just with guns and tanks and missiles. Warfare has to do with information, has to do with science, it has to do with the propaganda and using migrants, using anything, trade relations in a hostile way is considered essentially a part of warfare. And it's just a slogan, but it may be a way that they can say, well, we've been attacked, we've been invaded. and therefore we can attack. I mean, they invented the whole Russia invaded Ukraine story. The only invasion in the world that no one has noticed, and there's no pictures of. They're still promoting that. This is an excuse saying, well, this is a hybrid invasion. It's a way that he's using another type of weapon. And the whole thing is bizarre because this is – they said that these migrants are – no human is illegal. These migrants are nothing but a benefit to us. But you notice how the U.S. doesn't seem to get its story right. The problem was that Belarus – what they're saying is that Belarus is using these migrants to throw against the EU, of course, with Poland and Lithuania are members. Now the U.S. is saying – It's Belarus wants to get rid of them. Belarus is not looking after them as is their obligation. So I'm not sure which story they're going to go with, that they're using this and encouraging it, or they're the ones that are preventing them from staying in Belarus and therefore they're evil. Certainly, I mean, Belarus is saying that, but they're fully admitting that Belarus had a huge part in keeping these people out ahead of Germany. They've been shipping them back, whatever they've been doing, and certainly not in these numbers, though. I mean, 150 migrants from Iraq, well, they say they're from Iraq, being caught in Lithuania, and that's a cause for a state of emergency? 150 people? It's odd. You know, these people are under strict orders. Lithuania is a very dependent economy. They're dependent on Sweden and Northern Europe to function at all. Just like in Ukraine, they're struggling to they've been ordered to try to break free from Russia, which means impoverishment. So nothing here makes sense. I'm not sure if they're saying that Lukashenko is encouraging migration or that he's stopping migration. But either way, that's his policy has been. Gaddafi said this. Bashar Assad has said this. We are your armor against these mass migrations. You get rid of us, and you're going to see this flood. Of course, you know, it didn't have to happen this way. They're mobilized. They have signs in English. So obviously for an American audience, the stories, you know, Johnson's Law, how many of us are actually over there? You have thousands and thousands of reporters. I noticed that these migrants have brand new masks that they're wearing because they're attacking border guards because they're worried about giving them COVID. It's just everything seems to point to a deliberate attack on Belarus and using this as a way to attack the government. I'm not sure what more sanctions they can put on the country. After the Protasovich issue, I did a show on that. We talked about that too elsewhere. They're trying to use that all these sanctions were placed on, including air travel, including third parties. So I don't know what they're even talking about. Sanctions is just a way of saying we're building up a warfare against you, and which is probably a very bad idea. Belarus is small, but they're notoriously difficult people to fight. So and they have a first-rate military force for very obvious reasons. So this can get ugly, but you know, we've been saying that for a long time. The hybrid attack, of course, was created by the West, was created by NATO. They have a whole paper on it. And this is all projecting their own vices onto countries that they hate.
Well, yeah, as you point out there, the use of proxy forces rather than actually using your own army, that goes back to NATO, doesn't it? Proxy forces that were sent in into Libya, proxy forces that were sent in into Syria rather than actually sending in the American army. They sent ISIS in. So now, rather than sending in the Belarus army, Belarus is just sending in the so-called Afghan refugees. Warsaw has warned of a potential armed escalation at its border with Belarus, stating that up to 4,000 migrants have already amassed there and blaming Minsk's special services for orchestrating a border breach. The ongoing migrant crisis at the Belarusian border could devolve into an armed escalation, Polish government spokesman Piotr Müller told reporters on Monday. We expect that there may be an escalation of this type of action on the Polish border in the near future, which will be of an armed nature, he said, blaming people linked to Belarusian special services for organizing the border breach attempt. An estimated 3,000 to 4,000 migrants have already amassed at the border on the Belarusian side, and over 10,000 more are believed to be elsewhere in Belarus preparing to cross into Poland, the official added. The situation on the Belarus-Poland border escalated on Monday when a large caravan of illegal migrants approached the frontier seeking to get into the EU. Footage from the scene showed the migrants using bolt cutters and other tools and felling trees to destroy barbed wire fencing. The crowds were met by a large military and police force, which fended off their attempts to breach the border. Warsaw has repeatedly accused Belarus of actively aiding the illegal migrants and directing them towards the border, as well as helping them to breach it. Poland has released multiple videos purporting to show Belarusian plainclothes officers dismantling the border fence. The EU has also accused Minsk of weaponizing migration, pointing to a high volume of flights coming to the country from migration hotspot troubled countries. The border tensions between Belarus and its EU neighbours have been gradually increasing since the summer, amidst a skyrocketing number of attempted illegal crossings. Minsk insists it has just opted to abandon its efforts to stop migrants, mainly originating from the Middle East, from trying to reach the EU, and that it has moved to tear up previous agreements requiring it to reaccept those deported from the EU for entering illegally. It made these decisions in response to a new round of EU sanctions against Belarus. The Belarusian Defense Ministry rejected claims of border violations by its soldiers, as well as any involvement in encouraging the migrant crisis on Tuesday. So interesting there. I mean, this is the first I've heard of Belarus actually accepting these people back in the past when they tried to break into Poland. So they've torn that up. But what it really reminds me of is Erdogan. Last year, was it, when he did the same thing? And he bussed in all these migrants to the border with Greece and then just sent them into Greece, telling them that the EU was going to open up the borders for them and they were welcome to come in. And it just seems to me as if Lukashenko might have done a similar thing. He thought, well, Erdogan can get away with it, so why can't I? What do you make of this, Matt?
Well, even if that's true, and it's just speculation, I've never seen, I've actually searched for videos of these alleged plainclothes officers. I have not seen it. You can't prove it. I don't know what they're talking about. But pretty soon, I guarantee you, the media is going to say we have, you know, that it's an obvious fact that they've broken down these fences. I don't know why, you know, if they're doing this, why the police and border guards on the other side didn't do anything about it. I've not seen anything like that. Or where did these so-called migrants get bolt cutters? And why are they doing this? What do they expect to happen to them? They do this, they get into Poland, they're going to get arrested for these attacks. So clearly someone's mobilizing them for this. This doesn't make any sense. And they obviously don't need Belarusian cops to do anything like this. They can do it themselves very easily. So, but this is very typical. These kind of accusations are, they do it all the time. In Turkey, that may well be true. But what happened was the EU paid the Turks to settle them, either to send them back or settle them. And that's exactly what happened. In his interview with the Russian Defense magazine, he noted that, they can't give me anything because of these sanctions. And that's why he said, okay, get rid of the sanctions. And I'll see what I can do. But you can't prevent him from doing something and then condemn him for not doing it. And in the Turkish case, that wasn't it. I mean, clearly, these are weapons. These immigrants are weapons. They're therefore admitting that what's happened over the last 5 years is a weaponized attack on white people in Europe. They're admitting it in a very strange way. E. Michael Jones talked about it as a psychological function. They're unburdening themselves. They're admitting what we all know, but in a very indirect kind of a way. This is a psychological issue with them. How can this possibly be a weapon? We should be loving these people. And, of course, the Poles have a good government there. The thing here is that their economic relations with Belarus have been very good and have been increasing. Belarus, in fact, has a trade deficit with Poland. They do well, the two governments. Not to mention the fact that Poland has been rejected. They've been condemned. They themselves have been condemned by the EU for not letting enough third world migrants in. So as a result, they're moving closer to Russia and Belarus. Why in heaven's name is Lukashenko going to be destroying that relationship, which was actually very financially enriching for him? So I really doubt this. But he's saying, you know, you're not going to assist me here. I've been defending you for a very long time. I know of no example of him accepting them into Belarus. They do usually send them back. And Iran and Pakistan have given a huge number of migrants from that part of the world asylum in huge numbers. Iran has by far the largest number. And the same thing's going on there. But there's really no reason for him to be attacking Poland. He's simply pointing out the absurdity and the hypocrisy of the ruling class in the European Union.
Well, it seems like Poland is actually now blaming Russia for it. Moscow is behind the ongoing migrant crisis on the Belarusian border, Polish PM Mateusz Morawiecki has asserted, claiming that the Minsk authorities are merely tools of Russia's alleged neo-imperial policy. The Polish Prime Minister pointed the finger at Russia during an extraordinary session of the country's parliament, convened to assess the ongoing crisis on Tuesday. The border standoff, where thousands of illegal migrants are facing Polish police and military, has been staged deliberately, he claimed. The migrants, who are not legitimate refugees, have been used as human shields in order to destabilize the situation in Poland, the Baltic states, and the European Union as a whole, Morawiecki alleged. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, however, is not an independent actor in the crisis, but merely a purveyor of Russia's neo-imperial policy, the official went on. The latest attack by Lukashenko, who became an executor, but with Putin as the director in Moscow, shows resolve in the scenario of rebuilding the Russian Empire, the PM alleged, adding that the border crisis is not only a direct use of violence against the Polish state, but also a staged play. I mean, how can this be something to do with rebuilding the Russian Empire? Do you know what he's going on about there? Matt, is it just that he doesn't like Russia, do you think?
This is, again, their relations were getting better, much better. This is something that, you know, we could say something like the capitalist empire and liberal empire uses illegal migrants from Mexico to colonize and become clients of the regime. We say that stuff all the time, and we're condemned, we're thrown off Facebook, and all the rest of it. These guys say the exact same thing about Russia, and it's immediately accepted and put out as an obvious truth. Lukashenko is anything but a plaything of Putin. He's ferociously independent. He plays both sides very well. But this is just something. They've claimed that the Brexit was the Russian problem, that COVID was a Russian issue, that Italy wanted to leave the EU was Russia. Anything that they don't like, they blame on this black hole that they don't know anything about. So the Americans don't know nothing about this black hole in their mind, this menacing Russian or Chinese warrior class that's going to attack them and destroy them. How this could possibly have anything to do with a Russian imperium is such a ridiculous accusation, with, of course, no evidence whatsoever, especially countries that are condemned for their own immigration policies. Just shows you, and this is the ignorance, the mass society sloganeering that politicians are now reduced to in order to support the agenda of globalization. It's absolutely absurd. There's really not much more to say.
Well, it seems like a foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov from Russia, actually had the last laugh here. Brussels' migration policies are responsible for a worsening humanitarian crisis on the border between Poland and Belarus, Russia's top diplomat has claimed, saying the EU should hand over cash to Minsk to help resolve the issue. Speaking at a press conference after talks with Vatican representatives on Tuesday, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov argued that the growing standoff on the frontier was the fault of the EU. The main responsibility for resolving the migrant crisis lies with those who made it possible for the crisis to start in the first place, he said. EU countries need to have consistent standards when the question of admitting or refusing refugees comes up, Lavrov went on. Yesterday, at a political science discussion, the question was asked, why, when refugees were coming through Turkey, did the EU allocate funds to enable them to stay in Turkey? Why is it impossible to help the Belarusians in this way? Brussels handed over 6 billion euros to Istanbul from 2014 to the end of last year as part of a deal that saw Turkey house refugees, many fleeing the Syrian civil war, instead of allowing them to travel north to Central Europe. In June, it was reported that the bloc was considering extending existing programs, making another 3.5 billion euros available. And of course, it was once Erdogan wanted some more money, that's when he started pushing the migrants into Greece. And so what Sergei Lavrov is saying here is, well, why don't you do the same for Lukashenko? Why don't you just pay him some money and then he'll stop doing it? Which is, which is quite funny, I think. Matt, what are your final thoughts on all of this?
You know, the first thing when this first broke like 5 years ago, the so-called migrant issue, which I've never heard of elsewhere, despite all the thousands of wars in the third world, how can they possibly know that they're asylum seekers? To be accepted for asylum, you have to go through a process as an individual, and it takes a while. They're just going to let this mass migration, assuming that they're all asylum seekers. They assume that these are all people who just can't wait to be free, as the American idiot said. They have no idea if any of this is true. They have no idea where they're from. They have no idea what their agenda is. They have no idea what, you know, we know who's financing them. But you know, this is simply a bizarre. This is like reading a Kafka novel, and it's really hard to argue with something so absurd that you can't logically dig your claws into anything. It really is. It's surreal in the true definition of that word.
Well, if they were real asylum seekers, they wouldn't have travelled through 8 or 9 different countries before finally making their claim for asylum, would they? Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Matt. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Grandpa Dan. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.